8LBF, KB8RBP.
This is Whiskey 8, Delta Lima Kilo, monitoring Lapeer. WATO to be testing, monitoring 123.
KE8ACI, listening.
KF5INT, monitoring 38.
This is N8FLK in Lansing. Good morning to you. Again, the call is November 8, Fox, Lima, Kilo. Name is Kirby.
Well, thank you, sir. How does this radio sound? Because I'm going to be donating it to another ham radio. I want to make sure he's getting the decent rate. KM5INT.
You're getting in. I don't know how far you are from the repeater, but I can understand it.
You, sir. I'm going to box it up and wait for his arrival. Thank you. KF5INT, back to monitoring.
That sounds like you. This is N8FLK.
Delta Zulu, monitor.
Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Zulu, CQ.
Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Zulu, Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Zulu, this is N8FLK, do you copy?
Good afternoon, N8FLK. My name is Tom. How are you doing this afternoon?
Pretty good. Trying to get my backyard back in shape after the winter. Got the wood pile has to be kind of cleaned up. And just rearranging a few things.
It has been a very beautiful day. I don't know what the temperature, I think it made it over 70 degrees, or close to it. Sure was a beautiful day, looks like we're going to get some rain now, so it's probably a good thing you got everything picked up, so the grass can start getting ready to grow here soon.
Well, it's not picked up yet, but it's better than it was. A lot better than it was. I've got a lot of stuff to do here. stacking my wood and everything, what's left over. So what's your QTH? I'm in Lansing.
Roger that, Lansing. I am in Frankenmuth, Michigan, Mobile, headed towards Clio. I'm on the 310 machine. I think that's out of Flint, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it's Clio repeater.
There are three repeaters linked in Bay City, Fenton, and Lansing. So you kind of never know where anyone is, but it's, I love it to be able to talk to people way up in the phone there.
Yeah, it's a very interesting concept, but I'm kind of just getting back into the hobby after, over 10 years hiatus. I just went and took my, got my new license. Actually, I let it expire, and I had to retake the test, and retook all three of the tests in about a month's time, and now I'm an extra again. And at the time, they didn't link the repeaters like they are now. So it is very interesting. And hopefully we'll open it up a little bit more, but 2 meters seems to be pretty quiet to me for the last 2 or 3 weeks. I don't hear too many people out there.
Well, unfortunately, that is the status quo, is people just not much activity. And I like to talk to a few folks and share information. We just have to work at it. Join the Nets. Seems like Nets help a lot to get people active. But part of the problem, I think, is you have a limited ham base. I mean, there's like almost a million hams, but that base has been fractured with DMR. With Wires X, with what's the other one that Icon does, and then you got your analog, and so you get the 2 meter band, the 70 centimeter band, then you get the 220 band, and then the new this other band. So there's a lot of fracturing of the bass, so you're just not going to find people like you did before when all the activity was on 2 meters, and all it was all analog.
Yeah, I roger that. I suspected that when I was reading over the study material, taking the extra test, and the general for that fact. It seemed like a large percentage, over a third of the questions were about digital FT8 operations and phase shift keying and stuff of that nature, not really too much phone, although there was, and obviously the radiation frequency, safety, and different things like that, but a lot of it was about digital applications. Very interesting. I think they're pushing that because you use a lot less power to accomplish basically the same thing, just making contact, although you're just keyboard to keyboard for a lot of it. But cuts down on the power and probably disturbance to the neighbors, probably, if I had to guess.
Well, there's lots of things happening, the hobby is growing. I'm thinking about, I don't know if it's growing. It's not declining. But there's a lot of older people. It's not as many young people as I think we'd like to see. I'm thinking of going to the Hamvention down in Dayton. That's of interest to me. That's coming up, I guess, next month.
Dayton, Ohio. What month did you say that? Is that next month, April, or is it end of this month? I've never been to that.
I have never been to it either, but I've always thought about it as like a mecca for ham people. But I have all the equipment I need. I really don't need anything else. I need to use what I've got. So I'm not really sure. Just be kind of cool to go down there. It's not that far. I mean, we're here in Michigan. It's not that much of a drive.
Yeah, Yeah, it seems like you do end up collecting a lot of radios over the course of the time. I did just buy a couple of new ones since I got back into it. I bought the two-meter I got for the car, a 2730A, which I think the A stands for analog. Maybe if I'd have stuck it out a little bit more, maybe I would have got the digital capable one. Not sure. And then I got a Zego G90. Have you ever heard of one of those, a little 20-meter or a 20-watt high-frequency radio?
I haven't, but there's a lot of new radios around that weren't even thought of when I first got my ticket. I'm talking on an Anytone 878, which is analog and digital, DMR. So, you know, there's all the debate. Oh, D-Star is the ICOM one. WiresX is the one with Yaesu. And DMR is just an open source one. And my ham friends that know say that's the future. Kind of like IBM came in with their open source architecture, it dominated computers, and so they think DMR will do the same.
Yeah, I have yet to try it, so I don't know if I'd like it or not. It seems like basically just texting people on your computer, but using ham radio to just kind of throw it out there to whoever happens to be listening at the time. I don't know. I haven't really paid too much attention to it yet, so I guess it'll be interesting to explore. I'm going to give it a try probably, but I'm not sure that's something I'd like to do. One thing I would like to learn how to do before it's too late is learn to try to communicate with the International Space Station and maybe bounce off the repeaters on the satellite. To me, that seems like it could be kind of fun.
Yeah, the Ham Club was talking about that last week when they had their meeting, the one here in Lansing. But I think you're confusing JS-8, digital communications, with DMR, which is digital voice. DMR is generally digital voice. And so is WiresX, and so is D-Star. It's just, instead of analog signal, it's digital. And it actually takes up a little more space. The bandwidth, I think digital than analog. I may be wrong on that. But GS-8 is sending text on HF frequencies, and it gets in under the noise in the computer-to-computer communication, but it is through the air. And the computers are able to decipher that signal, and all the snow, the noise, they're able to pull something out of it, which I find absolutely fascinating because it means you can communicate under extremely bad conditions. You can still get a message out. And to me, that's what ham radio is all about, doing communicating in crisis situations. I don't think it's what it's all about, but it's interesting to me. When there's not much else, the way to communicate, you can communicate with JS-8 if you have a computer, and it'll somehow pull the signal out of the noise. So I haven't yet got into that, but I'd like to.
Yeah, it does sound interesting. You're right, I did forget about that part. I guess there is more than just one way to digitally communicate. It has expanded a lot since RTTY. Well, sir, I have to go now. I'm at my QT8. Time to go in and find out what I'm cooking for dinner. I appreciate talking to you. I didn't catch your name. Maybe you can give that to me on your final. 73 is KC8 Delta Zulu.
KC8 Delta Zulu. This is Kirby. Kilowatt Ecuador Romeo Baker Yankee. That's my first name. And the call is November 8th, Funny Looking Kid, or Flake. Or Fox, November 8th, Fox Lima Kilo. I'm going to QSO. I'm glad I've got this repeater plugged in. But anyway, have a nice supper, and we'll talk to you next go around. This is N8FLK. I'll be clear.
KLS. Little staticky.
How about now?
Clear.
Yeah, we're going to have to get an omnidirectional base antenna here.
That gear crashed in front of me on the way in tonight.
Ooh, did your butt slam shut?
No, I saw him ahead of time.
Yeah, I've had a few close ones up here in the back rows. It's bad. I remember being out where the ditches are deep out in some and having herds of them come across, pop up out of them ditches. That was scary.
I've seen some
pretty big ones in my area. Well, yeah, we had a half dozen of them walking right down the road right here in town. You're making pretty good time then.
Oh yeah, I think I'll probably wait in a few more minutes. I'll probably be here in 5 minutes early.
That's cool. I mean, not like anything's gonna happen between now and then unless some idiot pulls out in front of you or hits you. Yeah, you're in the slow-mo zone there in town now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
It's a bonus plan going on.
What do you mean the bonus plan?
Turning the safety zone in town.
Gotta be careful here.
Franklin
was flying. Oh, they
like
to pull you over.
Oh, yeah, they will. That's a fact. But the voters must be switching around on the receive on this thing. Yet every once in a while it goes like it's switching into different receive, which is good because this thing's got a huge footprint.
Like that.
Yeah, I gotta do something to this one too. A little bit of stuff to this one out front, where the drips got sealed up by the ice damming, and then ice damming at the end of these valleys. I gotta tar that where that nail pop is. Maybe slide something underneath there to cover it, slit it, and slide something under. I don't know. I'd have to see how they got the valley done on this, but outside of that, this should be good to go. And I hate to start wrestling with those drive motors on that Bobcat. Those are awful heavy.
Delivery truck here at work, so that's never a good sign. Medical equipment.
I imagine. I think I just doubled with you, what?
Lots of tires is probably a staffing issue.
Yeah, we gotta sweep that antenna in that car. I think we need to stop around. We could probably use that one. That radio here was a little bit better with that power output level. Shop around for a crossband repeat radio that'll do 50 to 70 watts. So we can throttle it back and use it as a crossbander from the car, because I think that car is going to be our main travel vehicle. Once I get it over to Jeff's house and get it up in the air, make sure that wheel bearing in the back there is all right. And still needs an oil change, don't it? Well, that's the blazer. It needs oil change.
Trailblazer that needs to change. This is good, I think, for another 1,000 miles or less, but I'm still good right now.
Yeah, I've seen a couple kayaks for cheap. We should pick up some normal, you know, plastic kayaks, pick up a couple of those, and that way we can take kids out on those, and boy, she's going to be opening this pool pretty soon. Take kids out on those and have those to strap on the roof of the little blazer or whatever, and get that back hatch and that blazer going. That'd be a good little travel bomb there, because I imagine it don't do too much worse on gas than that little Jeep does it?
Like 10 or 12 more miles a gallon on the Jeep, actually.
Are you kidding me? It's that much better?
I'd have to gauge it again, but I thought if when we were traveling, maybe I'm wrong, I thought we were getting 27 on the Jeep, but I could be wrong. It's been a while since I've tried to figure it out.
Are you at work?
Yeah, I'm gonna go in. But I also thought the Trailblazer got 15. Does that sound correct or no?
We'll have to check it. It might not get too good right now with that light on. I think that red that it needs one of the O2 sensors. But there's some evap stuff going on there too. Yeah, let's go. So you go in, and we're just about to the time where we need to ID anyway. 73, talk to you later. This is KB800E.
73, this is KF8CLF.
KB800ZK, clear.
Hey, what's going on, Frank?
Can't talk long, Mike. I just wanted to throw that out there and see if you come back. I got to pull in here real quick, so not much. I'll say 7-3 right now. Sorry. Bye.
Right on. I had some things going. Well, I seen it on my page, but so I'm still healing up. But I monitor this thing here probably, I would say, just about 24/7. Unless I accidentally just radio it off, you know. Well, 7-3, have a good afternoon or evening. KB800E.
All right, 7-3, KB800ZK.